Randy Rothstein, Don Henin back with you in Milroy as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning, a 3-0 Gaylord lead over the St. Martin Martins.
Tell you what, Randy, if there'd be a dung tank around here right now, I think I would volunteer to go sit on it. And I would let you throw at me. And I would hope that you'd come over and hit that thing if you could hit it.
If I couldn't hit it, 3-0. Little air conditioning will feel pretty good. As Walsh steps up to the plate, and the first pitch from Adam Winkles is low for ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Actually, it's Travis Schmidt, Jake Schmidt. Travis Schmidt, Jake Schmidt here in the seventh inning, and then Colin Graham is the scheduled hitters. And Travis Schmidt popped this one up behind the plate. Brian Schlung in looking up, and that's going to hit the top of the grandstand here and go out of play. Travis so far today, he is 1-for-2. He had a double back in the second inning, that big three-run second inning.
Getting a little whip here from Mary right now. She said it's a Sunday night day.
That would taste good, too. You bet. The ball, it's 2 strikes. Pitch in the dirt. Nice stop there by Brian Schlungen. And 1-ball, 2-strikes to count. 1-2. Adam Winkle's ready, and his pitch outside, and now 2-2.
And Schrader's still warming up to St. Martin down the left field line.
2 balls, 2 strikes. Winkles pitches, and Schmidt will follow this one back and out of play again. And the count at 2-2 yet.
Could also be on a pitch count here, Adam Winkles.
On in relief of Matt Imdick. Swing and a foul at the plate. The count stays 2-2.
Come in that 3-run inning in the second. Finish that inning out. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's starting his fifth.
Winkles looking down to Brian Schlungen. The kick of the pitch, and a shot to center field. Cole back by the fence, makes the catch for the out. That got to Derek Cole in a hurry.
Got all of that bad on that one out there, center field, and probably one of the deepest parts of the park there.
I bring Jake Schmidt to the plate. Jake has had a tough day at the plate, 0-for-2, 2 strikeouts.
Just a long out, though.
That's right.
Long out.
In the book, it goes as an out, right? Jake Schmidt loops this one foul over in the St. Martin bullpen area on the third base side. And 0-1 to Jake Schmidt. The ball's 1 strike. Schmidt a ground ball to short. Leaser fields the 2-hopper. Cross the diamond and 6-3 in the putout.
Boy, what fell playing short on that one. That big, nice high hop coming right at you, and the next one bounces in front of you. It comes right up in his chest.
Right into the ribs,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yeah. Tough hop.
And leadoff man, Colin Graham, grabs a bat, and he steps into the box. Graham, so far today, is 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. And here's a ground ball back to Winkles on the mound. Adam will flip it to first. And an easy inning for Adam Winkles. 1-2-3, go the Islanders. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. 7 in the books. Gaylord 3, St. Martin nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has served Central Minnesota customers for years and would like to help improve your home's indoor air quality. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of high-efficiency heat pumps, furnaces, and air conditioners. partnered with the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Air Purifier, it is award-winning and the next generation of indoor air quality technology capable of purifying every cubic inch of air that your central air conditioning system reaches. Designed to eliminate sick building syndrome risks by reducing odors and air pollutants, the Remy Halo Whole Home Induct Purifier is the best solution for whole house and building air purification. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com to learn more about the Remy Halo Air Purifier.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
It'll be Derek Cole, Kyle Leeser, and Scott Schlungen, the 9-1-2 hitters for the Martins here in the eighth inning. And this is an inning, I think, if you're a Martins, you gotta do something with the scoreboard here, right?
I think you gotta change it. You have to put one up. You gotta get something on there right now. You gotta give yourself a chance to go into that ninth inning too.
You gotta look at it. Okay, we've got to their bullpen. Even though he's a drafty, we've got to their bullpen. Their starting pitcher is out right now, and you got to, as hitters, go after this Brody Curtis right now.
And on equal grounds right here. We've got the starters out. We've got Tim Martins out a little earlier than Brody, but other than that, we're right back even here. Let's go get him now.
Derek Cole, swinging a miss, strike one. Curtis, hard-throwing right-hander, delivers, and another swinging a miss, strike two.
That little velocity, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, but he goes right at the hitter.
Yes, he does.
0-2, curveball, missing outside, and the count, doing one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. 3-0, Gaylord here in the eighth. And Cole, a ground ball to first. That's fielded cleanly over there by Eric Gitch, and he'll run it to the bag. Twins winning today. What is that? A two-game winning streak for them now?
I think so, yeah. Off that one game to Kansas City earlier.
On Friday night?
72, huh?
Here's Kyle Leeser at the plate. Kyle, 0-for-3 today. And the pitch from Curtis is low. Well, actually, that is a call strike, too. I thought them as maybe a little bit low in the strike zone. But 0-2 to Kyle Leeser here in the eighth. Pitch from Curtis, a swing and a miss. Leeser out on strike for the fourth time today.
That is unusual.
Yep, two outs, and here's Scott Schlungen. Schlungen so far today, 0-for-3. And the pitch to Scott, a strike called, 0-1. 0-1 the count. Curtis ready again. His pitch right on the corner. And 0-2 to Scott Schlungen.
We got two Brodies thrown today for...
yeah, Brody Curtis and Brody Rodning. And Schlungen a ground ball back to the mound. Curtis will flip the first, 1-3 on the put out, and that'll do it for the Martins in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base, 7.5. It's Gaylord 3, St. Martin nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business. We'll be right back.
Randy and Don back with you here, bottom of the eighth inning in Milroy. Adam Winkle comes on. Adam came in the third inning. He relieved Matt Imdick. There was one out, and he has pitched a scoreless. He actually got a double play ball in the third, pitched a scoreless fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and now working the eighth.
Pitching great, isn't he, Adam Winkle?
Yeah.
So keeping the ball around the plate. Throwing strikes.
It'll be Brody Rodning leading it off for the Islanders here in the eighth inning.
He has got the big hit of this game.
Bases clearing triple. All three RBIs for Brody Rodning today. And the pitch from Winkles is high for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Last we heard, New Ulm was leading Prior Lake 7-2. That was in the bottom of the sixth over in Springfield. And the last we heard, Cold Spring was leading Anoka 3-0. Now it's 4-0 in the fourth. 4-0 Cold Spring Springers in the fourth. Pitch to Rodning. There's a strike on the outside corner and two balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Well, we know we'll be back here in Milroy next Sunday. We have Watkins at 11 o'clock. They'll be taking on Fergus Falls, and then Lake Henry at 5 o'clock will be taking on Jordan. Those games will be on KASM next Sunday. You do not know about next Saturday, other than the Cold Spring Rockies will be playing at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock next Saturday. Kirby will have that one over in Springfield. Kimball will play on Saturday at 5 o'clock here in Milroy as Rodning singles to left field of base hit. Yeah, so there's still some teams, and hopefully the Martin can mount a rally. As that's probably going to be it for Winkles here in the eighth inning. Carl Leeser making his way to the mound, Don.
I think we're going to probably see Ben Schrader in this case here. I'm off the hook. He does a nice job. I'll tell you what, he deserves a hand.
Yes, he does. He kept the Martins in this ball game after being down 3-0. And so Winkles have come up. Ben Schrader in. We'll take a one-minute timeout here on KASM Albany.
Don't let tight harvest windows and less than ideal conditions get you off track. Plan for a successful season with genuine Case IH solutions during our performance event. Going on now at Arnoldson, Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, and St. Cloud. Save instantly on superior maintenance protection and the latest harvest equipment upgrades from Case IH. Plus, find your precision farming fit with savings that fit your budget. Offers end September 30th, 2020. Contact Arnoldson, Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, and St. Cloud today. Terms and conditions apply. When you stop to dine at the Greenwald Pub, you're always going to find great food waiting for you. The Greenwald Pub serves noon lunches from 11 until 1:30 Monday through Friday, and you'll always have options in the evening with Build-A-Burger on Monday, Tuesday tacos, Wednesday cheeseburgers and hamburgers for $1.50, Thursday night is the huge salad bar and an entree, and Friday is bone-in and boneless wing night. Plus, don't forget Sunday's breakfast brunch is served from 11 until 12:30 at everyone's favorite bar and restaurant, the Greenwald Pub.
In the bottom of the eighth inning, nobody out and a runner on. There's a pitching change for the St. Martin Martins.
Ben Schrader will now take over for Adam Winkles here in the bottom of the eighth inning with a runner on. Like Randy said, Ben Schrader, one of St. Martin's aces. I get a chance here to finish this one out.
Yes, he will.
Hopefully he had a chance to win.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Ooh.
Yeah, that would be nice. Martin's got to, first of all, shut down Gaylord here in the eighth inning, and we get the number three hitter, Ed Reichenbach, coming to the plate with Brody Rodning on at first base. Ben Schrader. Ben's been around now, this Stearns County League, for what is that, maybe 7-8 years?
Yeah,
something like that. Last year he was out in Hawaii, so he didn't play any amateur. Pitch a call strike in 0-1.
He started with Richmond for, it's got to be 2-3 years, huh?
Oh, yeah.
More than that.
Yeah. The ball's one strike. It's just missing on the outside corner, and count 1-1. Now, that pitch was very close to what's been called a strike all day today.
It was.
One ball, one strike. Schrader quick throw to first, Rodney back safely.
No runs, three hits, one error for St. Martin, three runs, five hits, no errors for Gaylord.
Ben Schrader kicks and delivers. Here's a curveball that Reichenbach pulls off, and the count at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Ed Reichenbach back into the box. Ben Schrader ready. Throw to first, and Rodney back in again. That infield for the Martins, Nathan Schlungen playing just about behind second, giving him that whole right side of the infield to punch the ball through. Pitch low for a ball in 2-2.
I think it's warming up, Randy.
Well, look at the flag. We don't get any help from Mother Nature anymore. No, we did have a little
praise,
help.
Huh?
Had a little help earlier. Reichenbach pulls it back and out of play in the count at 2-2 yet. So all that we have is our trusty little fan that's sitting down by our ankles. And thank God for that.
Keeping my ankles cool.
Well, we are getting a little breeze up here, though.
Yeah, we are.
Two balls, two strikes. Rodney takes his lead at first, and the breaking ball. Oh! Rule the ball, and 3-2. Nice pitch there by Ben Schrader.
I think he had two of them this at bat already, doesn't he?
He did. He did. Fastball followed to the net. And the count at 3-2 yet. Three balls, two strikes. Brody Rodney led off this eighth inning with a base hit. Ben Schrader ready. And his pitch on the way. Here's a shot to right field. That's hit a long way. Schlungen back by the fence, makes the catch right in front of that right field fence for the out. It's a long out to right.
Be a warning track. He'd have been on it, right?
He would have been, yep. One out, and Erica Gage. Gage so far today is 0-for-3. He's got a couple fly balls to right field. And Schrader kicks and delivers. Rodney goes. Here's Schlungen throw to second, not in time. And Rodney slides in safely with a stolen base. We know how quick Rodney is, Don. We saw him.
He can fly. That'd be a good throw, though. That'd have been a close play, I think, right?
I agree.
I think it would have been.
I agree. Throw was a little off to the right field side.
You're Gaylord, still trying to work for that extra run here, aren't you?
Yes, you are. Here's Ben Schrader's curveball. That's followed back and out of play. And the count at 0-2 now to Gage. Still 90 degrees here in Milroy. And Schrader ready. And it's pitch to Gage. Here's a drive to right field. That's a base hit. It's going to score Rodney because the ball gets all the way by Schlungen and rolls to the fence. Gage on his way to third, and he'll go in standing up. It'll be a RBI single and a two-base error, allowing Gates to go to third.
They would have never gotten Rodney at the plate, even if he comes up with it cleanly. That guy was flying around third base, wasn't he? And
we'll get a pinch runner here for Gates over at third.
Kevin Duran When Duran will pinch hit. A pinch run, I'm sorry.
So Duran in to run. And up at the plate, McCoy Rodning. At 2 point at 71 here in Melroy, the real feel of about 95 yet. Popped up on the right side. This is going to be a tough play for everybody concerned, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. Here comes the throw to the plate, and scoring is the pinch runner. A two-run eighth inning here for the Gaylord Islanders. Extends their lead to 5-0.
Those are two big runs.
And we'll get another pinch runner for Rodning, number 8.
Brian Wolverton.
Give McCoy Rodning a base hit. That loop single, so three hits in the inning. Two runs. And Brad Walsh to the plate. Brad Walsh today, he is 1-for-3. And the pitch is a strike called and 0-1. The ball's one strike. Curveball inside and the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. One out, one on. And here's a shot right by that sports deck, and that hit a vehicle or something over there.
Sure did.
There was a thud. Right underneath the water tower here in Milroy. I've personally never been to Milroy in the last couple days. Nice city.
It is. City. Really pleasant.
Check swing by Walsh at the plate, and the count 2-2. 2-2 the count. Schrader's pitch. No, on the check swing, the appeal. No, he did not go around. And the count full at 3-2. Three balls, 2 strikes to Walsh. Pitch from Schrader, strike 3 called, and Walsh gets caught looking. So 2 out.
Oh, it took his heart right out from him, didn't it?
2 outs and up to the plate, Josh Gasso.
Thought he had himself a walk.
Yes, he did.
Close pitch, wasn't it? Probably too close to let go by, wasn't
right.
it?
Right, yeah. Got to be swinging the bat. Here's Ben Schrader, a swing and a miss by Gasso, strike 1. 0-1 the count. Curveball that Gasso will foul to the backstop here. And the count at 0-2. The ball's 2 strikes. The count. Schrader's curveball a little bit high in the count, 1-2. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. 2 runs in for the Islanders here in the bottom of the eighth. They now lead 5-0. And Schrader's curveball, Gasso follows this one back and out of play.
That'd be close to that John Deere, didn't it?
Yeah. Just about hit that gator going.
Yeah.
1-2 the count, 2 outs. Pinch runner out at second base. And the fastball, Gasso grounds to short. Kyle Leeser up with it over to first. 6-3 on the putout, and that'll end the Islanders' eighth inning, but they do a little more damage and increase their lead. 2 runs on 3 hits for no errors and 1 man left on base. 8 in our books. It's Gaylord 5, St. Martin nothing. State Tournament Baseball on KASM. We're back in a minute.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
A smile with healthy teeth makes a good first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime, and the team at Albany Family Dentistry are ready to assist you by keeping those teeth and your mouth healthy. By offering comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, and teeth whitening, Albany Family Dentistry can help maintain the health of your teeth for a lifetime. Call for an appointment at 845-2032. And best of luck to all area baseball teams from Albany Family Dentistry.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, here we go. The Martins' last bats here against Gaylord. Going to get a pinch hitter for the Martins to lead off the ninth inning, Don Heinen.
Zach Moritz will lead off here, batting for Brian Schlangen, I believe, here in this situation.
Looks like we'll get Avery Schmitz to bat, too. The future lies with these guys, giving them a little state tournament experience. Facing Brody Curtis, and Zach Moritz fouls it off in 0-1. The ball's one strike. These guys, Zach Moritz, Avery Schmitz, they're all classmates of Tanner Arsenal. And here's a high chopper off of home plate, fielded by Reichenbach over at third, and throws down the first just in time to get Zach Moritz. 5-3 on the putout. And that'll bring Avery Schmitz to the plate.
Looks like Ryan Messer will get on deck circle.
Avery facing Brody Curtis here in the ninth. And the pitch to Avery is inside a ball, 1-0. Curtis' pitch, there's a strike called, and 1-1.
He is bringing it, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Is he throwing as hard as the starter, Brody Rodning? Probably not, but pretty
quite
close. Yeah. Schmitz will take a strike called again, and now 1-2. The draftee from Belle Plaine in relief for Gaylord here. Our Sunday night contest, and Schmitz takes inside a ball, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
Just a bit inside.
2-2, the count to Avery. Curtis pitch in, a swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Avery Schmitz. That'll bring Ryan Messer to the plate. Another pinch hitter. Messer got to play in a region game.
Yes, he did.
Had a start for the Martins.
Third base.
And a ground ball hit the first. Down on it is Gitch. He'll run it to the bag, and that's going to end the Martins' season as they go 1-2-3 in the ninth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. Your final score this evening, it was Gaylord 5 and St. Martin nothing.